Yonge Avenue, Acorn Lane and St John's Road, right on the edge of Bellevue Eastern Observatory in Upper Houghton, weren't always like this. They used to be well-kept residential streets, but that's changing fast. Residents say a mix of slumlords, neglect by the Department of Public Works and ongoing failures by the City of Johannesburg are turning parts of the area into something very different. Overcrowded, poorly managed properties where old historic and heritage mansions have been converted into high density rental spaces. Hi, I'm Anna Cox, a reporter at Daily Maverick. Upper Houghton was declared a National Heritage Area back in 2010. Yonge Avenue and many other roads in the suburb play an important role. They act as a buffer between Upper Houghton, Observatory and Bellevue East because the suburb is susceptible to urban creep of these neighbouring inner city suburbs. Increasingly, there are signs of strain, overcrowding, illegal connections and properties that simply aren't being managed properly. I found that two large state-owned properties at number 17 Yonge Avenue, also known as 6 Acorn Lane and 35 Yonge Avenue, have been left to deteriorate over time. One of them used to be the Transkei Consulate and later the Yeovil Police Station's Detective Branch before being vacated in 2015. Since then, both properties have been left to slide into ruin by this government department. Vagrants have moved in, stripping them of fittings, bathtubs, window frames, and in one case, just about the whole roof. Residents say these neglected buildings have created the perfect conditions for opportunistic buyers. Wealthy landlords have now started acquiring these large multi-roomed houses in the area and filling them with tenants, often people desperate for accommodation. The condition of the state-owned properties is now a very serious concern. There are safety risks, but also environmental ones. A stormwater drain cuts through the larger site, effectively creating an access route through the property. With parts of the boundary wall now collapsed, the space has become exposed, making it much easier for dumping and criminal activity to take hold. The Department of Public Works and Infrastructure has acknowledged the problem. Spokesman Linets Mabaso confirmed that the buildings form part of a broader portfolio under review. Public Works Minister Dean McPherson has raised concerns about the condition of his department's two Yonge Avenue properties, which have stood vacant for more than a decade and deteriorated due to poor security and maintenance. Elsewhere in the street, ownership and uses vary. At number 9 Yonge Avenue, owned by Dr. Ian Martin, it's confirmed that 15 people are living on the property, although residents believe the number may be a lot higher. The managing agent disputes any suggestion of slumlord activity, saying the property is well-maintained, legally connected to services and in good condition. At number 30 Yonge Avenue, linked to several adjoining properties, records show ownership by a private company. Residents here claim multiple tenants are being housed there, allegedly only allowed to stay overnight. A representative for the property says only a small number of people are on site and that redevelopment plans are already underway, although services have been cut. We're in the 6 St John Lane, also known as 152 Lewbertha Avenue, where rows of tin roof structures now stand. It has been advertised as a hotel or hostel under the name The Houghton Residence, despite no rezoning approval. The owner says it's been operating for 15 years, catering to people who want affordable but decent accommodation, even though he does admit that there are no zoning permits in place. The property, he said, is now being sold, with plans for redevelopment within a few months, as he told the Daily Maverick. Perhaps most telling is what the residents aren't actually saying, at least not publicly. Not a single member of the Upper Houghton Residents Association was willing to speak to me on the record. They say they faced numerous threats in the past. In their view, this is about more than just one street. It reflects a broader breakdown in how state-owned assets are managed, how municipal bylaws are enforced, and how property use is regulated. But residents have vowed to continue their daily fight to maintain the suburb, which they described as a jewel close to the CBD and to many amenities.